Bossa Nova, the new thing, caused a quiet revolution in popular music when it came to America in the 60s. Powered by the brilliant songs and performances of artists like Antonio Carlos Jobim, Luis Bonfa, and Joao Gilberto. Those songs are timeless, and they're part of the musical palette of the band Mango Season, coming to our Atherton studio this Saturday. Curtis Camilla is the leader, and Annie Camilla, the vocalist in Mango Season. They're with us in our studio. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
It is our pleasure
to be here.
Thank you for
having us.
Curtis, what was the original drive to do this band?
That's a great question. When I grew up in Hawaii and moved away to the mainland, went to college, met Annie, we got married, and we moved back about 10 years ago, started playing live, and needed someone else to sing with. I knew she was a singer, obviously. That's why we got together, and she was musical. I kind of convinced her to join the band. And then once she joined, we really had an identity because the band is really a joining of what we love. Annie is a jazz singer. I don't want to speak for you, but I will. Annie's a jazz singer. She loves soul. She loves kind of Ella Fitzgerald, stuff like that, and bossa nova. And I would say that I'm a fan of soul and funk, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago, and then local music, Kalapana, Cecilia and Kupono, stuff like that.
Well, Annie, as a jazz singer, was it the transition to bossa nova, the feel of bossa nova, was that easy? Was it difficult?
No, it wasn't difficult at all. In fact, the jazz that I grew up with that I most love was the scatting of like Ella Fitzgerald. So when I started to listen to bossa nova, and I started listening to it very early with my grandmother, actually, and she turned me on to Sergio Mendes and Jobim and Lonnie Hall and the Brazil 66. And I found that the rhythm had a lot of scatting to it, or just felt like it had a lot of that scatting feel to it. And so it felt very, very natural. And I just I fell in love with it because my grandmother loved it so much. So every time I listen to it, I have her in the back of my head.
I really think that some of our strongest musical influences come when we're first getting exposed to music in our in the teenage years, especially. Was that way for you?
Yeah, I mean, I can remember my grandmother used to take care of us after school. So she had a record player, and that was the first thing we did. As soon as I got no TV, I couldn't watch TV, but I could listen to her records. So she just put on, you know, she'd put on Herb Alpert, and then she'd put on Jobim, and then she'd put on Sergio Mendes, and we just dance in her kitchen. So I have really fond memories of it, and I always loved to sing. So, and she'd let me sing at the top of my lungs in her kitchen. So I think it has really good memories to it. So whenever I sing it, it has such a fondness and a warmness. I just fall back in love with it.
I think that has a lot to do with why we love the music we love, you know, that kind of effect. Curtis, you mentioned the rhythms of bossa nova, and I'm going to have you guys play a song in just a second, but could you just sort of demonstrate on your guitar the kind of rhythm feel that you look for in this kind of music?
Yeah, sure. Well, a couple of things I would say. We were just talking about this a moment ago, right, Chris? The rhythm is something that's kind of infectious and can be dancey, can be kind of loungy. If I'm playing something like it's kind of what bossa nova sounds like, you know.
Sure.
I kind of I wouldn't say I'm a schooled bossa nova player, but I love the music, and I've been kind of faking it for a while, and it actually bleeds into a lot of other stuff that I play. So some of the writing that we do sounds bossa nova-ish, and is kind of inflected with that rhythm. Also, I love the kind of chord progressions and the way that it's unexpected and interesting and kind of dense and just gorgeous. So I've always really loved that about bossa nova.
You've fleshed out your original duo sound with other, what have you got, a couple of horns, some percussion?
Yeah, in the last kind of 5-10 years, we've picked up a bunch of people. We play with a drummer, a bass player who's a great singer. We play with a keyboard player, and we have a small horn section, so two saxophone players. Sometimes we have a trumpet player come in. For this particular show on Saturday, we're having a percussionist come in, so a little congas and shaker and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Well, let's hear a song.
Okay.
All right. This is a little Jobim.
I'd say that was a perfect introduction to you guys' music.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, you can also see why you like it so much, yeah. You know, because that's that song has a nice way of moving right along, doesn't it?
It really does, and I really feel like Bossa Nova suits Annie's voice, you know?
Sure.
She has a really warm, intimate kind of way of singing, and I think it's just about perfect for her.
Yeah, you can't yell, can you?
No.
No, I don't have a very bright voice, like a Broadway music singer. I can if I need to, but normally what I like is a kind of a dark, moody voice. So we're often, I'm like, let's sing Bossa Nova, because I like my voice in it.
No, it's a really nice blend. Mm-hmm. Thanks to both of you for coming.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Curtis Camilla is the leader and Annie Camilla, the vocalist in Mango Season, which will be performing in our Atherton studio this Saturday at 7:30.